The Supreme Court has dismissed an application restraining Parliament from considering the CI 78 for the creation of 45 new constituencies. The court also dismissed a second relief seeking an order for the Electoral Commission to specify modalities for the demarcation of constituencies before publication. Justice Julius Ansah, who heard the application, observed in his ruling that injunctions should not be used to interfere with the work of Parliament, which is working in accordance with provisions of the Constitution. A report by Beatrice Opong and Amasewa Bidiakum.
Following the laying of the CI 78 before Parliament, a private citizen, Ransford France, filed a suit at the Supreme Court to restrain Parliament from further considering the constitutional instrument pending the outcome of a substantive suit. Mr. France in July filed the substantive suit to prevent the EC from going ahead with the planned demarcation of 45 new constituencies. Justice Ansah, in dismissing the application, said Parliament should be free from judicial interference, adding that the EC is also exercising its mandatory function of creating constituencies and must therefore not be restrained from performing its function. He indicated that whether or not the CI 78 was properly laid before Parliament will be determined in the substantive case. Justice Ansah said the plaintiff will not suffer irreparable damage should he win the substantive case, which comes off on the 4th of next month. The judge, however, noted that if the injunction is granted and the EC wins its case in the substantive matter, the country will suffer as the whole electioneering will be affected. Lead counsel for the plaintiff, Joe Gatti, said the Supreme Court has given its ruling and he respects the decision. He however stated that the legal team is prepared for the substantive matter.
There's nothing to say again. My conviction is not important. What is important is that the judge has ruled. And what is important is that I make no comment. I don't undermine the administration of justice. We shall come on October 4th, as I said. The judge has ruled. If the Supreme Court, they're sitting at the Supreme Court, I'll be undermining the rule of law, I'll be undermining justice as a whole, I'll be undermining the job I do every day, I'll be undermining democracy. That is their job. I did my job. My job was to argue. I argued. They have a job. Their job is to give a decision. And I have no comment. The matter itself is going to be heard on October 4th. October 4th is around the corner. So I'll wait till October 4th.
The AG and member of the defense team, Benjamin Kumbo, declined to comment on the ruling but explained his decision to personally represent the state.
As an attorney general, I do not see it as a personal arrangement. I have been involved in a number of the constitutional cases right from the creation of districts up to this constitutional matter. And at the level of the Supreme Court, I think it is useful as the head of the bar to once in a while also appear and assist them determine very significant legal questions of this nature. Well, I cannot wait for us to get to that bridge. We'll cross it when we get there.
Attorney General Benjamin Kumbo ending that report.